Zahvaljujem gospodinu Aleksandru Raduloviću, predsjedniku izvršnog odbora Nacionalnog saveta romske nacionalne manjine, i odmah pozivam da nam se obrati i gospodin Thomas Jackson. On dolazi on je regionalni projektni koordinator UNDP-a, ko ne voli skraćenice, program Ujedinjenih nacija za razvoj, kancelarija u Beogradu. Gospodin Jackson će govoriti na engleskom. Ja verujem da ima mnogo nas koji engleski razumemo, ali za one koje ne razumeju, prevod je tu, pa ću ja posle iskoristiti priliku da pomognem. Mr. Jackson, the floor is yours. Would you please join me here?
Ali izvinite što ne mogu da pričam na srpskom, ali je situacija. Minister, deputy mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for me to join you today on World Roma Day, and I would like to thank the Ministry of Human and Minority Rights and Social Dialogue, the City of Sombor, local associations and institutions, and everyone who's made today possible. I'm especially pleased to see so many participants here today. World Roma Day is a wonderful opportunity to celebrate the culture, achievements, and contributions that different groups add to society, as well as give voice to those who continue to face discrimination and marginalization. Days like this promote human rights and dignity of every person. They create an environment of trust where people feel included, appreciated, and protected. UNDP's contribution today has been made possible thanks to the important youth-focused initiative that we are coordinating with other agencies in the United Nations. This initiative, Youth for Inclusion, Equality and Trust, which you can see here, is designed to bring together young people from across Serbia and the region and encourage them to build trust, mutual understanding, and create more constructive narratives. We are working directly with diverse groups of young women and men to understand their priorities and interests, to support their ideas and creativity. We are paving the way for young people's increased engagement, as this is critical to achieving social inclusion and cohesion. As we know, youth engagement is crucial for promoting positive social transformations. We also know that discrimination is a widespread phenomenon that causes pain and suffering to many vulnerable individuals and groups. Studies show that it is common for young people to see divisive content on social media. This is a worrying trend that we cannot ignore. Divisive narratives often target minorities and particularly women. Therefore, it is essential that we all take a stand against discrimination in all its forms and celebrate the richness of diversity and difference. Within this context, the United Nations and our partners have launched this initiative to empower youth to engage in constructive and fact-based narratives, to strengthen trust, dialogue, diversity, gender equality, and mutual understanding. Our ultimate goal is for youth to have opportunities to apply their creativity, enthusiasm, and ideas to address their priorities. Our program aims to create opportunities for young people from different backgrounds, living in cities or rural areas, to interact with each other and to learn from one another. We are organizing various activities that directly involve young people, such as training and discussions where young people can find solutions to common issues such as gender inequality, hate speech, misinformation, fake news, and many more. Another important aspect of our program is to enhance media literacy and critical thinking. We believe that by doing so, we can empower young people to be more responsible and effective citizens. Further, we work closely with decision makers to address the needs of young people in their communities. This project is very important to the United Nations, and we are committed to its success. We are grateful to the Ministry and all our partners for supporting us. We look forward to seeing the results of this project and the positive image that it will have on the lives of young people. So in conclusion, let me again thank Deputy Mayor and City of Sombor for hosting this event to mark World Roma Day. I would also like to thank our national and local government partners who are working with us towards the same goal, to promote youth engagement, counter divisive narratives and hate speech, and build trust and inclusion. I would also like to mention and thank the United Nations Peacebuilding Fund, which has made this initiative possible. So I congratulate everybody for organizing today's event, and I wish everyone an enjoyable and rewarding World Roma Day.